Okay. Everyone at home, sing along. And that goes for you three, too.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I love you. A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friends? D, E, F, G, H, I, J. I love you. Boom, 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 boom. Sail the ship. Boom, 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 boom. Jump the tree. Boom, boom, boom. Skip the rope. Boom, boom, boom. Look at me. All together now. It's the Ramblecast. It's the Ramblecast. It's the Ramblecast. It's the Ramblecast. It's the Ramblecast.
Woo!
Well done, well done.
Very Woo-hoo! Good, Nick.
Yeah.
Where are you recording from, Chris?
I'm recording from the same room, just a different angle.
Oh, okay. This is a much different angle.
Yeah. So you're probably used to seeing this. Hold on.
Whoa, I didn't want to see that.
No. Put your pants on. What the hell?
Didn't realize it would be so hairy and shaved at the same time.
Hairy and shaved.
Baby arm holding an apple.
Episode title. It's hairy and shaved.
Well, sorry for my lateness, and you know, I told the story ahead of time, and I feel bad now. But
I know you were busy trying to get our Instagram feedback from the powers that be, and you had to hold your sign of shame.
So yeah, so I said I got to do what?
So anyway. If you don't know or you don't follow us on Instagram, we do have an RCAD cast. Instagram feed, and all of us are on it now. Officially tonight, I think we're all on it.
I literally just posted.
And I shamed you all, and that, now we're all on it.
Yeah, you did. We're all wearing like dog collars right now, but you can't see it. So
hopefully the
game.
Already got banned once.
Right, sure.
Well, and also let me tell the story. We get banned. And I go, wait, what? Why are we banned? And I send a little complaint. They send me an email, and they said, these could be the reasons. I go, well, we've done none of that. And I go, so I had to send a pitch. If you go on our Instagram account, you see me with a number, then my name, and the podcast, or not the the account name. And it took, 6 hours to get back up? Something like that. I go, well, are we going to lose everybody? Is everybody going to stop following us? I think we...
Yeah. Not in 6 hours. No.
You don't know. Instagram's a funny people go, oh, you're unfollowing me? I'm unfollowing you.
Yeah.
Well, angry people get.
It's just like 6 hours of Jack's mind just like, oh, we're gonna lose everyone.
Everyone.
I just took a nap.
Oh, okay.
Gary.
Because my daughter was six, and she picked up my granddaughter early, so I had a lot of free time in the afternoon.
Oh.
So I took a 20-minute nap. That was pretty good.
I heard Dean Spanos was a part owner of Instagram.
Oh, that's why it's so fucked up then.
Yeah. I want that guy banned. It's like the sports bar guy getting banned from NFL, all NFL games.
Oh. Although you had the guy for the Utah Jazz fan got banned for getting into it with Westbrook yesterday. He's banned for life.
Banned for life.
But, it's funny. I was going to say, what was I saying? Oh, about Spanos, their Twitter account, they ban a lot of ex-Charger fans that rag on them. They block them. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out, because they used to follow me. And when they moved, I sent a message to them, fuck you, Dean Spanos. And that didn't get me banned. And I've been very critical of them, yet they don't ban me. I mean, they don't block me. I can't figure out why. I'm not nice to them, so I don't know why. Why can't I get blocked? It's like a badge of honor to get blocked by the Chargers, and I can't get blocked. It's pissing me off. I bash them all the time.
I think it's because you're just a casual fan now, because you did switch teams to the Patriots. So it's like, well, we only ban diehard fans now, and you're kind of a lukewarm fan now.
Or a Luke Vank fan.
Or a fan of a real team.
Yeah.
I can't be a fan of them because they won the Super Bowl this year, so obviously I wasn't a fan this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was last year. Yeah.
Last year I cost them the Super
Bowl. You cost them, yeah. Who did you root for this year? You picked the Rams.
I did pick the Rams.
And that's why Boston won. It's because you picked the Rams. It's always you, Jack.
Yeah.
I think you also were rooting for Kansas City, too.
He was. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the Saints.
I root for anyone who's playing against the Chargers. That's what I do. But anyway. But yeah,
plays against them. They kind of like scrimmage against them.
Against the Chargers? I can't get blocked. I'm just so if you guys have some things I could say to them at home, give you some tips on how I can get blocked.
Well, you got to threaten somebody for sure.
Let's see if we can't jump on the old Twitter and advocate for your blocking. We're going to start a hashtag.
Block this guy.
So everybody listening at home, if you're on Twitter, if you're involved in the Twitterverse, let's get the hashtag going. Chargers block Jack. Hashtag
block crack.
Hashtag Jack. Hashtag Chargers block Jack and tag crackpot Jack in there as well. I'm gonna go ahead and do that right now. Hey, let's see. What are they now?
They're just at Chargers.
At Chargers. Hey, at Chargers. It's about time that you block
at
crackpot Jack. Hashtag Jack block.
Jack block. Yeah.
I got blocked by a sports writer, ESPN. I think it's ESPN. Cause he asked Dan Fouts had said something and he goes, why should Dan Fouts be commenting on this? I said, cause Dan Fouts is a god. And he blocked me.
How do you spell gonorrhea?
Gone. Oh, Rhea. It's like how you learned in school.
Spell it out. I mean, sound it out.
Got it. Thank you, Siri.
You know,
nope.
I was
honor heart. Nope. I want gonorrhea.
Are you saying I have gonorrhea?
No, you'll find out what it says. Hang on.
Okay.
There was one of those.
Spanos like me too.
I can't remember what website, but there was one of those websites that put together all of the Google information of like what states actually like ask what to spell. So it's
really?
Yeah. So like each state, you know, it's like what is the most commonly. It's not like the most commonly misspelled word. It's what everyone searches how to spell on Google. So you know, in each state, and
syphilis.
I was really shocked that people in Massachusetts Google how to spell Massachusetts.
That would make sense.
That was the number one thing.
That's funny.
It is a long name.
Clam chowder.
Oh, my God. Odell Beckham Jr. is headed to the Browns?
Yes, he is.
Wow. That's like a punishment.
What? No, Browns are an up-and-coming team.
Yeah, sure they are.
They're much improved, but I don't know why they'd want Odell Beckham. He's talented, but he can't play a whole. He's always hurt.
You sound like friends I know back in Tennessee. Like, man, the Titans, man, we got two good offensive linemen. We're gonna win it this year. Like, yeah, right. Sure you are.
Well, I don't say that because I don't have a team. But anyway, it is what it is. But Cleveland, you know, they're talk about a long suffering fan base.
Oh yeah,
Cleveland.
I didn't even know they are on the up team.
They're on the up. They're on the up. They're moving up.
It's like is it Major League One or Two? He's talking about three. Yeah, he's talking to that older lady, and she's like, "I didn't even know Cleveland had a team."
Like, I think that's the first season.
Yeah,
yeah.
We got our own little uniforms and everything.
Everything, yeah. Yep, that was the first. That was the only one that should have been made.
Well, I mean, the second one could have been good. It just wasn't, and then the third one was just pathetic.
Yeah, but they really—that's a movie that should have. We've talked about before. They should have stopped at one.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw all three, but it's like okay, The first one I can watch over and over again, but the second, third one, come on.
Well, I mean, it's because they only get it to the pennant, I guess, in the at the end of the first one. And then, number two felt like it should have been more like the third film, not the second film. And it just wasn't written well.
Imagine that.
Have you not seen have you not seen any of them, Matt?
Oh, no, I've seen the first one, of course. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first one's really old. Yeah.
No, I loved it. So I was actually playing baseball at the time that I saw that. So back when I played baseball, you know me.
Ah, damn it. I spelled Spanos wrong.
What'd you spell? S-H-I-T?
Yeah. Just
Spanish.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
All right. Let me give that another shot here. All right. The tweet says.
All right.
Hey, Chargers, it's about time that you block at Crackpot Jack. He wants Spanos to die of gonorrhea.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's pretty harsh.
Well, that's hashtag... less harsh than things that you've said on this show, Jack.
True.
That's true, but
Spanos so violated. Ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead and give a retweet of that that tweet that I sent out from at Chris in Boston, and let's get that hashtag Jack blocked.
It's going to be a week from now, though.
Add your own hashtags, too, like gonorrhea gonna get you, you know, fun things. Because everybody wants to learn how to spell that,
well,
right?
Well, there was an article, this guy for the LA Times, it's always been pretty pro-Charger, but now that the Charger fans are saying, you've always been pro-anti-Charger, but if you, it's one of those things where he can't win. But if you're asking me, he's always been pretty much pro-Charger. He wrote an article saying the Chargers could have been the number one team in Los Angeles if they just would have rebranded.
Yeah.
That's the mistake the owners made. And I go, the problem is with that is you would have lost all the San Diego fans. Because the ones that have stayed loyal have only stayed loyal for the name. Right. They wouldn't have gone. Your stadium is having trouble filling 27,000 seats now. What if you didn't have the 10,000 Charger fans coming from San Diego? It'd be even more empty. Anyway, it was a fucked up move, and they shouldn't have made the move. And
I don't know. Nazis rebranded, and they seem to be making a comeback. So they got a new stadium, a new country, everything. So
you're comparing the Chargers to Nazis?
Nick just gave me like what the fuck? It was pretty nice.
You can't see my look. I can be flipping you off.
Jack, hey Jack, question: Did you repost my picture of my daughter and I on Crazy Hank's website? How did that happen?
On what?
Crazy Hank on Facebook has duplicated my post of my picture of my daughter that I posted on our Rambo podcast feed.
I don't think so, but
maybe it
from Instagram.
Yeah.
Only thing I think about, maybe I posted it on the Crazy Hank Instagram account.
Oh, maybe.
No, why would I have done that?
It's a great question.
I don't know. I don't remember doing that.
It says 14 minutes ago, it's on Facebook. Crazy Hank posts a picture of me and my daughter.
I haven't been on Facebook.
So there's a little button here on the Instagram feed there that if you activate this little thing right there, it'll post on Facebook as Crazy.
But Hank. I haven't been on Instagram in
so.
Well, you probably have it set up to post to all of your accounts.
But no, I haven't been on Instagram in like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or longer.
I think that maybe you had yours activated, you know.
Me?
But yeah, you could have had your Facebook activated and it just automatically activated.
Oh, because so it was you that did it. Because I'm like,
I'm not connected to Crazy Hank.
No, I know, but you could have had your Instagram set up as the to post.
Oh, no,
on Facebook.
I did. I had it posted on my Facebook, but not as Crazy Hank.
Yeah, but like it's set up to connect to Facebook. So
stimulating podcast.
I know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm in the clear on this one because I've been fucking with this computer and trying to get my wife picked up and everything else for the last couple hours. I've been in a social media blackout. So I don't think I think I'm in the clear on this one unless someone's hacking our accounts. And maybe that's why we got banned the first time.
Probably.
Okay, I'm sticking by my theory on that. So.
I think Matt's right.
I think because you had your Facebook activated, automatically activated the Facebook that's connected to RCAD, which is connected to Crazy Hank.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So you have to turn off Crazy Hank if you don't want.
Yeah. Because I posted something as well on Instagram, and I didn't post to Crazy Hank. At least I don't think. So I guess we'll find out. What is that egg saying? I don't know. I drew it. Maybe you can win it.
If you give us a review or an email or anything like that.
Tell me I'm wrong about the Nazi team.
The drawings were hot for a while there. Now everyone's just like, okay.
Yeah, we just don't like Matt's drawings.
So. Well, no, they do because they post them. You see them on Facebook. Joanne with a Plan posted hers.
I did. I finally
It's actually at NASA.
I know. I was like, you know what? This moon painting or this moon drawing has been around. It's way too good to pass up. There was one time she sent in two emails. I was just like, screw it. You know what? She is a great patron. I'm going to go ahead and send it to Joanne.
Well,
and
is this, you know, is this your highlight? Because you have a moon drawing and it's at NASA. Is that your number one accomplishment in drawing? I don't want to put you on the spot because Joanne's probably listening.
We did get a review, guys.
Oh, we did get a review.
We did get a review. I'm not sure if I really like it, though.
Is it 5 stars?
It is 5 stars.
Yeah. Okay. And
with the title, Hilarious.
Oh, okay.
From Rolando.
Rolando.
Rolando 2-1-2-3-4. Yeah. These guys are hilarious. They talk about everything from movies to sports and keep me laughing the whole time. This is the controversial part.
Okay.
Matt is my favorite.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. I think he's just wanting a good drawing.
Okay.
Well, Rolando, if you want the drawing, whatever it is, send us your information, your address to rcadcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to know what drawing you're up to get, you know, because you can pick it at this point. Nope, nobody else has laid claim. There's either the tree in a melting ice cube. You know?
I like that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Speaks to all of our fears about climate change. Or what is this egg saying? I have no fucking idea.
Is it egg? Is that a country?
Maybe.
Is it an egg?
It's supposed to be an egg.
Okay.
You make the call.
I thought it was like a volcano or something.
Both are posted on our Instagram feed. And I'm glad that I'm your favorite. It's a lot to live up to.
I've
been to Rolando. I've been to Orlando, but.
Here's a question. Have Nick, Chris, or myself ever been called the favorite?
No.
Probably not.
Matt has been called the favorite several times.
Most people don't know my name.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, the reason why I brought up Nazis having a team is because my son the other day was talking to me about World War II, you know, as kids do, you know. He's asking me about us.
Yeah, why wouldn't kids talk about World War II?
Right, yeah. This was like a lunch table discussion.
Did you sit him down and play Hogan's Heroes?
I didn't have time to like really talk to him because he was on his bike. And we were kind of on a walk. So, you know, it was kind of like having this quick conversation.
You're walking, but he's on his bike?
Yeah, exactly. And he just brings this up in passing. And there's a few facts that I have to get down really quick because he's going to bike ahead. And I'm going to only have like so much time to like.
You can't explain World War II.
I can't. Not 2 minutes. And there's more important things because what he's asking me is like, hey, Dad, so. You know, I'm at school and everybody's talking about where they're from and we're from Germany, right? And I was like, well, yeah, our ancestors are from Germany, but you know, and he was like,
America.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, he's like, well, like the Germans were on the Nazis team, right? I was like, ah, shit. Like, first of all, it's not a team.
That's such a complex question.
Oh, fuck, I was drafted by the Nazis.
It's like, so what do you tackle first here, guys? Because he's like, oh, so my friend, like, he's like got like some Irish, but he's also got German. Like, so,
well, you know what?
And then he also tells me, and then this other kid, he's all American. I was like, What?
Is he wearing a red hat?
I was like, what? I didn't say what the fuck, because, you know, I'm a little more...
I would have said it.
Yeah, right. But I kind of keep it a little bit more G around my son yet. And I said, first of all, no one's all American, okay? Like, unless they're like 100% Native American, like, there's not an all American.
You know what I tell your son?
You see him in college all the time. The football teams make all American.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what you should tell your son? Get him some little vials, little things, and tell every kid to spit in his thing and send it to 23andMe, and they'll all be disappointed.
My mind was starting to go down that route as well.
It really is depressing when you get it back. It's like, man.
Again, there was only so much time I had to talk. So, you know, it's kind of like, look, our ancestors are from Germany. However, we're Americans, you know, like we were born in America. Like that is our country. And, you know, I was like, and your great grandfather fought in World War II. You know, it's like, I want to lay this
on which side? On.
Well, right.
I think my concern would have been, does he because, you know, there's such a, well, and there should be a negative relation with Nazis, but like, you almost think that he's scared, like that kids are gonna, because he is German, you know, associate, like, oh, you were a Nazi, your families were Nazis,
and they would,
and that's what I mean. And so you need to make it clear that the Nazi was a political party within Germany. You know, not everyone in Germany was a Nazi.
Yeah, but we're talking. How old's your son? 8.
He's 8, going to be 9.
Yeah, that's not going to play out, Nick.
Exactly, Nick. So it's like a 5-minute conversation. What do you tackle first? What do you talk about? Like, you're like, okay, do I deal with Nazis versus Germans? Like, and the fact that that's like two separate things, and it's a political party that swayed people. Do I want to make comparisons to like current politics? Do I want to, you know, I'm like, no, I'm just going to deal with.
Our family left Germany before the Nazis took power. That's because I've told this story before, because my oldest daughter came home. She was learning about World War II. She's probably about 8.
Right before,
she goes, Dad. She goes, we're German, right? I go, yeah, we have some German. Well, I at that time I assumed, because that's what I was told, we have German in us, right? Because, you know, the Glatfelter, everyone thinks it's German.
Mm-hmm. But you're Swiss.
Yeah,
you ran across the border,
but there is some German blood in there. But she goes, are we the good Germans or the bad Germans? I go, well, I go, your great great grandfather was Hitler. So she started crying.
We're the bad Germans.
I go,
not much for the little guy.
I still get called out on that. My wife goes, yeah, you were such a dick when you told
me. Oh, I know, but that's pretty funny, though.
I go, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was Hermann Göring. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I said, no. Our family's been in America since America. 1700s. I go, we have German blood in us, but we weren't there. I go, I'm sure we had relatives, you know, but.
No, our family, they hunted witches.
Oh, we just didn't hunt them. We burned them. We got rid of all the troublemakers. But,
Can you imagine if you did that? Like, you actually, you made up an abrupt lie, like, you know, like, oh yeah, we left way before that, you know, only like for her to do research to find out. You know, yeah, our great great grandfather was actually a serial killer, one of the first ones back in the gosh, shit.
It's like my younger daughter came home one time from school. I'll try to take heat for this too. She came home with a box. It was collecting coins. It was collecting
coins.
It was like a little house box that they collect coins to give to the poor. She goes, Dad, look, I got this little house. I'm going to collect money for the poor. I go, we are the poor.
give me the box.
You ripped it open, put it in your pocket.
So I still get crap for that. I mean, the Hitler thing, and we are the poor. I still get crap for it. Where's the, it should expire eventually, right? A little joke and people get mad. So you got to be careful. So I'm telling you, Matt, you got to be careful with this answer. Because it will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Luckily, my wife and daughter were way, way back there. So, you know.
So you could say whatever you want.
I did teach my son, though, that you can use a cigarette as like a fuse, you know, like you could put a cigarette on the end of a, I taught him that today. So I was kind of like, okay, this is skirting some like some dangerous.
Like thing. A bomb?
Yeah, like a bomb. So.
We used to put the firecrackers, we'd put wax on the wax so it would melt. And then we'd have time to get away as we left it on someone's door. Oh. And we go boom.
Well, at the first 25 minutes of this show, I haven't been incriminating. I don't know what will.
Well, I'm sure I can't go to jail for that. I
mean, Jack's Nazi affiliation, vandalism.
Well, we weren't blowing
it. Matt teaching his son about cigarettes. I mean, the list just goes on.
We are what they grow beyond. So, as the Last Jedi states.
Well, Twitter had some interesting stuff today. We had people are having different names for Full House, Jail House,
yeah,
Big House. I thought it was funny. I thought some of the stuff was pretty cool. If you haven't heard, a couple of the famous actresses have been or actors have been. Arrested, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Charged with getting their kids into, and I'm like going, this is not news.
No, it's not. Why is this? They're famous. That's the only reason.
I go, this has been going on since
the beginning of time.
People have had money.
Yeah, because your kid's a dumbass.
I'm not saying it's right. Yeah. But I'm just saying this is not news.
But that's what's happened. Like that's what happens is, you know, you're a millionaire and your kid's a dumbass and you go, if I give you $5 million, can my kid get in? And then it's a donation, you know, and they build a building after you and then your kid gets in school.
Well, here's a question. If you had that kind of money and your kid was not you needed to go to college, but wasn't quite that, would you do that? Would you go?
Well, I mean, you have to think about it. Like, you know, when you have a kid, I wouldn't know because I'm the only one who does not have a child that I know of. you're going to want the best future for your child. And then, you know, naturally to get into a Ivy League school, even if you are a complete dumbass, it lets you have connections.
Well, this is USC.
But USC is one of the top schools in Southern California. So it's where the rich kids want to go. And.
Well, they used to have a good football team, but
used to, yeah. But I mean, think about it. You have Stanford is the main good school in California, and then
What about Cal?
And Cal can be good. Hmm. That's both of those are in Northern California. So USC is the place to go
over UCLA.
Yeah. Oh, by far. That's what everyone from around here has told me. They're like UCLA is like nothing compared to USC. So I'm like, oh, okay. I take them at their word. But, you know, I mean, that's the thing. There's no difference between a lot of universities, as in, like, you know, there's Harvard or Yale or any of those. It's just the fact that you go and you're in there with other rich people that have connections. So if you're getting an MBA, you're going to meet someone that their dad or whoever already owns a multi-million-dollar, you know, business so that you can be like, hey, Chris. Get me a job in Boston at your dad's company and pay me $200 or $300 or $400,000 a year, even though I'm a dumbass. We're good buddies, right? Versus if you go to, you know, university.
Why is Chris giving all those people jobs and he didn't offer us a good job, paying job?
Well, I should have said Matt because Matt is the fan favorite. So it makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah, I would like my kid. Do you know who I am? I am fan favorite of the RCAD.
Of the RCAD.
Mm-hmm. I expect very good treatment.
I got $2 here. Can my kid go into that college?
You guys are doing spot on.
And a drawing.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off right now. We've reached the whatever residence. You know, we're very, very sorry. We cannot come to the phone right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let the my people go.
Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron, yeah.
Yeah. Can't think of his last
name. He was actually like 20, he was like 27, 20, 29 when he made that movie.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
So this whole college admissions scandal is actually dredging up some dirt on one of the people who resided or work in the White House, Mr. Jared Kushner.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently Jared Kushner's father donated $2.5 million to Harvard University back in 07 or whatever the hell it was.
Like I said, this is I mean, I know it's not it shouldn't happen, but it's right. No, it's like whatever.
Not in a fair society, but
no.
We don't live.
But
in
the difference here is that like Kushner's dad just gave the school money, like just straight up, like here's a donation, you know.
Take my kid, he's an idiot.
this other the scheme that came out today is a bit more involved. So it actually involves like a recruitment center that was essentially racketeering and laundering money and
oh, really?
Paying people off within the school organizations. Like I was reading an article today of like how it paid off. I forgot what college it was, but the soccer coach that got paid $400,000 to claim that the student was being accepted on basis of a soccer scholarship. And then the student never played soccer in his entire life. Hmm. Yeah, that type of shit. So, not great. But they're looking at the fact that Kushner's GPA and SAT scores were not even wouldn't even be thought of in consideration to be accepted to Harvard.
Hotted.
So,
but I mean, anyway, now I can talk to you guys, but never mind.
Like I said, it's not right, but I wasn't shocked by it. I was like, going, okay.
No.
All
right.
No.
Again, I'm like, yeah, no shit. Someone's finally doing something about it, yeah, which is good, I guess.
Yeah, no, we'll see. They'll get a slap on the wrist because they have money, so they have these great lawyers that say, oh, no, slap on the wrist.
All right.
You only get 47 months.
Yeah.
Yo, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. It was just too easy. It was right there.
There are people who are in jail right now for possession of marijuana for longer than 47 months. This guy defrauded the country. Unbelievable.
Sad.
America.
Don't get high. But you
anyway, going back to Spanos. What else has been going in your world of life here outside of the crazy life that goes on here in America? Nothing. Nothing happened this week. Nothing.
I'm getting the baby's room ready, so I had to go through some.
Is it May?
Decorating. April.
April. Oh, that's
yeah. Yeah. Wow. Next month.
Wow.
Very.
Yep.
Very end of April.
Like we just found out.
I know. April 26th is the due date.
Oh, wow.
I know it doesn't seem that way for you, but man, it seems quick.
You know it has been. I will say the reason for that, for me at least, and I'm not saying to blow smoke because she's never going to listen to this, but like my wife is an awesome pregnant chick. I can tell you, she's amazing. Like when she was pregnant with Emma, there was never like the the horror stories that you hear of women being pregnant and crap, you know, crabby and moody and all that stuff.
I would never say cravings. That myself.
No, I will. I mean, you hear about it all the time. but I can honestly say that through Emma's pregnancy or pregnancy with Emma and this one, my wife's been phenomenal. She's been a rock star. So it hasn't felt like it's been a long time because it's just been easy going at this point. Knock on wood.
Nice. That's good. I just found out my youngest daughter is having a boy.
Oh, nice.
So three boys, one girl.
There you go.
I was like, thank God.
So there's a funny story behind this too, but let me just tell what I've been doing this week is prepping the nursery. So this house that I built, you know, this is terrible podcasting, but you guys can see, you know, the door frames and everything have like that, you know, that very 80s varnish, like the wood stain.
This is that honey oak kind of look.
Honey oak.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to tell you guys all about that after a quick word from our sponsors. And we're back. Okay.
All cool. Right.
So check that out. Nice. So I had to figure that out, right? So the color scheme that my wife really wanted to do is have like a grayish walls, etc., white trim. We're gonna put new carpet in. I'm getting like new carpet installed into the bedroom as well. But I don't know if you've ever actually, these aren't even bad. These are actually more natural. But the ones upstairs are like really thick, like varnished, you know, wood trim around the windows, like very very popular in the 80s, in which this house was built. and you can't paint over that. So
yeah.
I had to sand it all down, like all like the grooves and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Electric sander or hand sander?
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Well, it goes on both, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but I mean, you did it by hand?
I did, yeah.
Well, you got to get in the grooves. You know?
Yeah, you got to get in the grooves.
And like, no, it's just going to peel off.
In the windows.
I agree
with a lot of stroking motions going on.
Yeah. And the windows upstairs are like, you know, the ones that have the six section pane, right? So they're all divided by wood trim. Those wood trim are also stained too. So I had to sand the shit out of those. Then I had to prime it all twice. And then I had to go back and paint
it. Pain in the ass.
It's such a pain in the ass. This fucking kid better love his windows.
Who makes up this housework?
Oh, my wife. Okay, so there's the one thing.
Okay,
there's the one thing. Anyway, so
Your wife sanded, listen before the commercial.
I know, sanded, primed, the whole nine, and I just painted the walls. It looks pretty awesome. So we may have talked about names of the mm-hmm. names of are being thrown around.
I think it was Jack, Nick, and Matt.
It's actually Jackson. Jackson is the front runner, and it's pretty much going to be his.
That's
name.
What my dad called me.
Can it be Providence or Boston Junior?
No, we're going to call you just outside of Boston.
Just outside of Boston.
Jackson, 30 miles sky. So the middle name has been like the big question, right? So the suggestion that I had. With no necessary intended allegiance to my mom or her maiden name, would be Bennett, which is my mom's maiden name, and
Jackson Bennett Skype.
Yeah,
JBS.
Yeah, so I dug the name. I thought it sounded really cool. Now my wife is on the fence about it, right? So she's like, "Oh, he's already getting your last name. Like, what? You know, we'll have to talk about it."
Who came up with Jackson?
I kind of did, but it's also like her grandfather's name was Jack, so it's a little bit of an homage.
Okay, so yeah, so Jack is your son, so Jack's
he's already getting your last name. You know why did you give the middle name too? And but the thing is, she totally likes the name. That's the worst part, is that she actually digs the name, but it's just now it's kind of a matter of principle, which I get. Whatever, no big deal. I'm not gonna die on that hill. But so we've talked about it. We've talked about it with our daughter, and our daughter likes the name too. So fast forward to this past weekend, my parents came up to celebrate my daughter's birthday a little bit early because they're going to be away on vacation. And we're sitting down went out to lunch, and my mom's like, "So what do you think about for names for the baby?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, we got a few names out there." And then my daughter goes, "Jackson Bennett." And I look at my wife, I go, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
Like, so my wife's like, "I guess it's gonna be Jackson Bennett then."
Slipped your daughter $10 and said, "Hey, good job."
Well, my wife was still apprehensive, but my mom was like immediately started gushing, like, "Oh my god, I love it, that's so beautiful, this, that, and the other." And my wife is just sitting there like, "Oh fucking hell."
did she blame you?
No, not at all. It was, you know, we've talked about it in front of our daughter but quite a bit. So
a smart wife though would have been, "You planned that."
I know.
Now I have to have Bennett in there, because if I take it away, my mother-in-law is going to hate me because I'm the one that removed it. And then you catch shit forever.
I know. She could have hung that one over for me for the entirety of our unborn child's life.
There's a lot of time left. Did you hear Jack's story about the Hitler thing?
Yeah. Fair enough. But so that happened. That was fun. But yeah, so that's where I'm at. Yeah, we're in the home stretch now. We're at like 5 weeks?
Wow.
5-6 weeks. It's crazy.
So you may not be podcasting in a couple weeks. But
I will. I'll be up. I'm not going to bed now. Are you kidding me?
That's true. Well, it's funny because my younger daughter, she's decided that since it's a boy, she said, well, she kept saying, "If it's a boy, we'll give the middle name Llewellyn," which is my middle name. It goes back like 5-6 generations. And I'm like going, because they always gave Jay crap for not using Llewellyn in Zachary or Alex's name. I said, "It's no big deal. You don't," because I know the pain. I know the pain and suffering I went through with. I didn't know how to spell it until I was like 14 or 15. because I never used it. People go, how do you spell it? I go, I don't know. I've never had to spell it, but it's just like, it, you know, it's, I said, well, I go, but she wants to do it. So I said, okay, all right. Okay. If you want to, it's fine, but I'm not putting any pressure on you, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Jay didn't go for it. Cause you know, he likes to collect things.
Well, he just doesn't like the name Llewellyn. I mean, you know, but it's Casper Llewellyn was my grandfather. Your Sinus Llewellyn was my great grandfather. Rudolph Llewellyn was my great great grandfather, and of course Hitler. People don't know his middle name was Llewellyn. So.
No, wait, was it?
No.
No, I was gonna say, could you fucking imagine the world's most heinous criminal's middle name is Llewellyn? Llewellyn.
I'm shocked Chris isn't on Google right now.
Well, the only Llewellyn you have is Doug Llewellyn from People's Court. I don't know if you remember back when People's Court first started, the guy that used to do the interviews.
Who doesn't?
Of course I know Doug Llewellyn. Judge Walker's last name.
Doug Llewellyn. So, but I think he spelled it different because mine's spelled Llewellyn. And I used to always leave out Llewe. I used to always leave out an E. So I remember I got caught for jaywalking when I was 14. A friend of mine, we both got caught for jaywalking. That was a serious crime in San Diego back in the day.
Pull over, you two.
Well, he goes, what's your middle name?
Did you actually get in trouble for that?
Well, I had to go to court.
It is in
court. Wow.
A friend of mine, Pete Tarantino and myself, we both crossed the...
What the fuck is he doing these days?
He started off in jail and then told the story backwards to when he actually got across the street.
Speaking of something like that, I saw this happen last week and I wanted to laugh.
Seven people got that joke.
I wanted to laugh at this person. I wanted to walk up to their door and just go, what the fuck are you thinking? But I saw a bicycle cop pull over a car and give them a ticket. Now, in my mind, if I see a cop on a bicycle behind me, I'm just going to step on the fucking gas because, like, I'm in a car.
You can take your license.
We're on a bike. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they can take your license plate down.
Okay. But that's just me. I'm just like, what are you going to do? And the thing is, you could totally say something like, you don't have a light. It's not like you have a siren attached to that damn bicycle. Or you've been waving me down behind me as I'm driving. Like, I don't know. It's just...
I told the story many years ago on the Married Man show. I was going to work. And we just got a minivan, but it didn't have license plate. We just got it. And I made the right turn on a... And the guy was just pulling everybody over. I just kept going.
Right on red.
And he gets out his note like he's going to write my license plate number down. I go, I don't have a license plate. And I just kept driving. I just made sure I didn't go that way for like the next 6 months.
Oh, jeez.
I would go a different way. I'd go the long way just so he would. I didn't know if he would hold. I personally would. I'd be hunting out for me remembering. But no, I never got a ticket for that. I still remember his look like, fuck.
Meanwhile, that guy had a really great night's sleep and didn't really give two shits. You know, he's like, yep.
No, I bet you he still to this day is searching for that green minivan.
He's got a podcast called Cold Cases.
Wait, I'm going to slip up.
Time and elf going on.
He's been hanging out at soccer practice every night for the past 6 months. He's going to be here one of these days.
El Cajon, 2nd Street in El Cajon, California.
Blackjack.
But I started to say when I got caught for jaywalking, the cop or police officer said, okay, what's your name? I said, Jack. He goes, what's your middle name? I go, Llewellyn. Can you spell that? I go,
no.
I don't know how to spell. He goes, how old are you? 14. You don't know how to spell your middle name? I go, well, you're a lot older than me. You don't know how to spell it. He didn't think it was funny, but I thought it was funny.
I just want to know, what was Jay doing during that?
Yeah.
With what?
When you were jaywalking.
Because, like, I am Jay.
Probably sitting down doing nothing.
Ah, come on. What are you doing? I'm just walking across the street.
Jay doesn't exercise. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had to walk an extra block to cross on a crosswalk. Come on.
I thought my joke was bad, but you guys took it to another level. I'm feeling pretty good.
Jake, sit, it should be called Jay Sit Down.
Jay Sit Down. Why Jay, do you want to go outside and walk? No, I'm just going
to. When Jay was younger, my sister was watching. She goes, "We need to run some errands, Jay." He goes, "We have to run." Jay wasn't your most athletic type
person. Oh man,
he wasn't. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
He's looking good now.
he is.
He's been exercising and not eating meat and
awesome weight. Wait.
Aren't you on the no red meat diet right now, Jack?
Not till April. I'm on the choking diet.
Oh, you're on the choking diet.
It's a lot of people when they have their phone ready.
I did lose 4 pounds last week.
Oh, nice. Large dump.
But that and I cut back on the sodas. I was drinking like three or four sodas a day, and
yeah,
cut back to one.
I guess me too. I cut back maybe about 6 months ago. I drink one in the morning because I drink coffee. I drink Diet Sunkist for my coffee. And then I drink
morning drink. That's okay.
Because that's my caffeine. It worked.
What do you drink? Sunkist?
Diet
Sunkist. Yeah. And I drink.
I think I wake up to an awful taste in my mouth with coffee, but Jesus.
Yeah, I drink
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but that's okay.
Yeah, I like but you can go somewhere else with that.
We're going way Merry Man. Old Merry Man on that
one. I'm not even gonna. We got kids. I can't do that in the morning. Read between the lines, people. That's the most blue joke I think I can.
Anyway,
Chris is still thinking about it. I think
get you a soda water, Jack.
Soda water.
Yeah, and that's everyone is swearing by those things because it's just water, you know, with carbonation. That's all.
Soda Stream.
Yeah, Soda Stream. Or yeah.
So like everything they have overseas.
Because
their water has
gas.
Yeah. I'll never forget that when we bought the water, and I was like, "Oh my god, this stuff sucks."
Yeah,
you have to ask for regular
water.
Well, yeah. They say no gas.
No gas. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. We drink seltzer like it's water, but we drink it all the time. So, do you guys have Polar Seltzer? Is that a regional thing or is that a nationwide thing?
I don't know. So I don't drink it.
I haven't heard of
Polar. Oh,
yeah.
Polar Seltzer is it's a seltzer. It's I think they're based out of Worcester, actually. But they have the Worcester.
Okay.
Or Worcester, for anyone
who's that's what I was wondering. It was like a Massachusetts
Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester.
But yeah, they're based out of Worcester, and they have the best seltzer flavors on the face of the planet.
There's like, no such thing as best seltzer flavor.
Oh my god! You've never had Polar Seltzer. Polar Seltzer is.
I've never been to Worcester.
Never been to
Worcester.
So if you get yourself, you get your hands on some Polar Seltzer, you might wean off the soda a little bit because I'm somebody I don't like to drink flat beverages. I enjoy having carbonated beverages.
Me too.
I just like it better. So
you must be European because that was the drink. You had to literally. I was like going. We landed in Switzerland. We got hotel. I said, okay, we get to the airport. I said, let's get a couple of waters. And
yeah,
they were all seltzer. We didn't realize they were all. I go, oh my god! And then the hotel had free water in the hotel, in the rooms, but they were all. I go, what?
You get used to it.
I just find it way more refreshing.
What's your favorite hint?
Oh, actually, I'm literally drinking one right now.
Well, okay, what's your hint of flavor? Because that's the other thing.
This is blueberry lemonade. It's okay. Blueberry, fucking delicious.
Sounds good. I'm a cranberry lime. That's the.
All right, I'll check them out. I see them in the store.
The natural diabetic. speaking of beverages, as Jack said before we hit record, I went to Colorado this weekend. And
Rocky Mountain High
didn't have much time.
But John Denver's full of shit.
He is so full of shit, man. So
well, he's full of a lot of things.
The one thing, one 3 hour period I had a gap in, I said, you know what? I'm in Fort Collins. The one thing I've got to do is go to the New Belgium Brewery. And that is one hell of a tour. Let me tell you, they treat you right. It's a completely free tour. And they want you to sample every beer they have. So okay. there's just they're just constantly walking you through. They're like, this is our whatever beer. Here you go. Here you go. Like every 10 feet, you're stopping and you're just pouring a beer just to try all their shit for free.
Who was the model you were with? Because Jay was asking me who the model you were with. I go, what are you talking about?
Model.
Jay said you were with a model.
I didn't see that in any of the Instagram.
I didn't see it either. Jay was like, I go, was it Nick?
I have no idea. I was by myself.
You said it was on your Instagram. I go, I didn't see. I saw something with the umbrellas.
I think Jay's looking at some other.
He's looking at someone else now.
Yeah.
Not me.
He goes, but who was, I go, and because then Colin said, well, you know, Nick, he's good at talking with people. I go, I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Her name was Worcester. Should have put a Worcester.
She was Seltzer.
Yeah. Worcester.
Yeah, I haven't put any photos of me and a girl in a long time. Yeah. He's crazy.
All right, because I go, I didn't see it.
I know there's a lot of drinks out there. But there's also a lot of cookies.
Oh.
Good segue. Right.
Sorry, I know that you were probably going to talk more about your beer visit.
No, that's fine. No.
I mean, there's...
Well, how many beers did you have?
At least 5 pints. So, think about it. I'm in Colorado, which is already a much higher elevation than I'm used to.
They didn't try to push Coors beer on you, did you?
No, because I'm going to New Belgium. So, it's all like, you know, microbrew. Well, it used to be a microbrew. It's no longer a microbrew now.
It's a micro macro.
Yeah. So, like, I started out with just a Pilsner because I'd never had their Pilsner. They're known for a fat tire. You know, it's just...
Yes, fat tire, yes.
They're known for a fat tire. So, I had... You know, I didn't have that one because I just had that in so many times. But,
I don't know why I didn't put that together, but yes. Yeah.
So, I had, like, a couple of their dark beers. They had a lot of bitters, which I had never had because, like, bitters are not really... Or sours are not really something that's common in the U.S. And so, I tried a lot of those, which taste... They taste a lot like ciders, but they're different. But it's good. I can't remember the last one I had, but yeah, your back teeth are floating for sure by the time you're done.
They don't have bathrooms?
That too. Yeah,
in Colorado, they don't have.
Yeah, they have them. But you don't want to stop. You want to keep drinking.
I'm sorry, I'm reading. Chris is sending me information on how to get this.
This seltzer water.
Bye.
I was trying to be inconspicuous because we already beat that dead horse, but
it's like anything though. You get focused on something. And I was trying to listen to Nick. Well, I was listening to Nick.
And you're just thinking about water.
Well, I'm just thinking about water where I can get the food line in Raleigh. I'll look for it. I will look for
you
it. I'll try and find it because I go to food line every now and then. I'll try and find it and I'll try it on next week's show.
It's the best.
But speaking of, is it good at washing down cookies?
Apparently, Harris Teeter, whatever the hell that is. Do you know what Harris Teeter is?
Yeah, we go to this Harris Teeter by Jay's house.
It sounds to me like you're saying harass teeters.
Yeah, it's sounds like. But according to Polar's website, Harris Teeter has the largest assortment of flavors of said seltzer.
This Harris Teeter by Jay's house, mostly millennials live there, has the best vegetables and fruit at this one. It's like, oh my God, do they paint it? Is it like fake? Because most of the fruit and vegetables here look like crap. You look at it, you go, ugh. You know, I'm used to San Diego where, you know, California has, most of the vegetables and fruit come from, they're not traveling cross country to get to where you're going. So they don't look ragged when they get there. But they have like the best fruits and vegetables. And they have like unlimited selection of a choice. So I will go there and look for Harris Teeter for the Polar Seltzer.
There you go.
And I'll try it. I will give it a try.
Enjoy.
And wash it down with my favorite cookie.
I prefer just going straight to like milk or coffee, you know, something else to wash down a cookie though. So
really?
I can't go for water or like something else. I got to go for
a Diet Sunkist.
I like Diet Sunkist is the only diet drink that's really good.
I'm Diet Dr. Pepper's pretty dope.
I don't like Dr. Pepper.
I don't like Dr. Pepper, but I know what you mean. Yeah, a lot of people really like Diet Dr. Pepper.
There isn't a diet drink I like.
Well, that's what I mean, because like when I became diabetic, you have to give up just regular Coke, you know, and all that stuff. And so I was trying to find a diet one that was good, and Diet Sunkist was the only one that I was like, this is actually pretty good. So I like that one. You know, and Coke Zero can be good, but it still has a little – you need to put it on ice.
See, well, I don't want to detract from the cookie conversation. However, I was a bartender for a number of years, and when you're tending bar, or if you're a part of wait staff or anything like that, you have instant access to whatever the hell you want to drink from the soda fountain. Mm-hmm. So when you're sitting there and you literally can pour as many drinks as you want to drink for yourself during your shift, I came to this point where I was like, if I'm going to do this, I should probably not drink that much sugar. So I'm going to switch to the diet stuff.
Oh, sure.
And since then I have the opposite feeling on it. Like I can't drink non-diet stuff. It's
non-diet stuff worse for you than regular soda?
It's diet soda is okay. Neither one of them are good for you.
Right.
The thing about diet soda is it's because it's an artificial sweetener and your body does not know how to deal with something that's artificial. So what it does is it turns that artificial chemical to fat automatically.
After all these years, it can't figure it out.
Yeah. So like, whereas in if you're drinking a regular one, drinking 42 grams of sugar in one can is horrible for your body. Either way.
How much sugar is in one of these things?
Damned if you don't.
In a regular Coca-Cola, it's 14 grams of sugar.
I have a Coke right here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Total fat is 0%.
Yeah.
Sodium 2%. Total carbonation is 14%. Total sugar, 39 grams.
Bull.
Added sugar, 78%.
Yeah.
Protein, 0 grams.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're not getting any protein from that thing. Yeah. Unless they come out with Coke meat.
Coke meat. Got some Coke meat for you.
So
that's actually a good title for the show, too.
Coke meat.
I think we should do a versus with diet drinks.
Hurry, but shaved Coke meat.
But I prefer talking about cookies.
So anyway, we haven't done a versus in a while. We thought, what would be the best versus? And we said, what's your favorite cookie? And so we could take turns here. We roll the dice and see who gets to go first. But
I think we should go ahead and outlaw Oreos because those have already been argued time and time again.
So many Oreos, so little time.
Yeah, so
Oreos are out.
Oreos are out. We're taking the show.
But you're going to have people pissed off. What, are you going to vote for an Oreo? It's my favorite cookie.
Just saying. But have a little bit of variety, people.
Okay, if Jay was here, he'd pick Oreos. So we're taking the Jay vote off the table.
I've opened it up. You can take Oreo or double stuffed Oreo, triple stuffed Oreo.
I think any Oreo product.
I like the golden ones, you know, the yellow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do. I like the gold ones, too.
Yeah, I think those are
so fucking crazy.
I was with you. I'm on sparkling water side, but
but you got tossed.
You're gushing over Foreos, fake Oreos.
I love those. Aren't fucking ones. Oreos? Golden ones are great.
Go get a Vienna finger and shut your face. Let's go. Best cookies. What do you got?
All right, we got to roll the dice. We got to see who gets to go first. Right.
All right.
So, no one can pick Oreos.
No one can pick Oreos.
Oreos are out.
Wow, that really limits the cookie selection. Then.
There's like 1,000 other cookies.
So many cookies.
I've already got mine picked. And I would have picked this even if Oreos were in it. So
just lay that.
Wow.
Done. I did.
Well, I hope I get to go first because I had.
I realize because it's all hairy and shaved.
How can it be both of those?
Well, you know, you got a landing strip or other designs, you know, in there. I noticed that Chris had the Batman symbol. I thought that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude.
Classy. Oh.
I just want it to be said, when the people start bitching about there's no Oreos in there,
uh-huh.
Oreo, I was for it.
I didn't know your knees would buckle so much to the listener.
I'm coward. And you know, the worst part is going to be the people don't even listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
How could you have not Oreo on there?
Not Oreo.
I don't listen to you, but how could you not have Oreo on there?
I picked Fig Newtons. It's not just a cookie, it's a cake.
Can I say right now, I hate Fig Newtons.
Everyone hates Fig Newtons.
Let's talk about cookies, though. Ready? Yeah. You all got your cookies? Let's roll the dice.
Since I was a kid.
I liked that you could pull a Fig Newton apart and put it back together.
That's true, you could.
It was like pretty much the same.
I like to just walk by it, not buy it.
It's like me with candy corn.
Yeah, what's the point with like, candy?
If you give me candy corn at Halloween, I will egg the shit out of your
guys,
house.
Guys, do you think my mom was fucking with me by giving me
candy? Yeah, I think so.
I want my baby to be healthy.
When I was like three, I had a fig. My mom gave me a Fig Newton. I went, spit it all up, and then I got in trouble for spitting it all up on the floor.
I think she was messing with me, guys.
Yeah. Nobody eats a Fig Newton.
Wow, my mom just kept buying them.
They're healthy for you. I know if your mom sounds that way, but that's I'm just going generic moms.
No, that's
in the in the 60s and 70s. You gotta eat the Fig Newtons. They're healthy.
She was a little less shrill, and she
it's
had
not a cookie,
angel, but you know, whatever.
Newton.
Well, go ahead.
It's not a cookie.
It is do they still Newton. Make Fig Newtons? Who's eating them? Who's eating them?
I like Fig Newtons.
That's what I say about candy corn.
When I like them.
No.
I don't like candy corn. Candy corn sucks.
That's for me. Like, I want to know why they still make candy corn. I meet someone every now and then that says they like candy corn, and I want to punch them in the face. Like,
yeah.
You like wax. You're eating wax.
Well, who didn't like the Coke things with the Kool-Aid in it?
I feel like Matt is a closet candy corn liker, and
he's been very quiet on the candy corn.
Like, I like candy corn. I'm sorry.
He's not denying it.
Look, I'm not taking shovelfuls of handfuls, but you know, I'll eat a couple candy corn here and there.
The only thing good about candy corn is you could make vampire teeth. That was the only thing you could do. Take them like this and make vampire teeth.
It has a specific flavor. If I was like, okay, candy corn or those circus peanuts, I'm going to go candy corn, you know?
What?
Those circus peanuts are
just... Oh, the circus peanuts?
Those are a gift from God.
I'm with you. No.
I haven't had them since I was a kid, but they were great when I was a kid.
Wait, do you mean like real peanuts? Or I think Jack's thinking you're thinking real peanut, not the shitty little like...
No, I'm talking about the orange peanut.
You mean the candy that's like a weird...
Yeah.
I love those.
That's a gift from God? It's more like a gift from your freaking endocrinologist.
Hey, look, I was a Nazi. What do we
That's all we had.
That's all we had. You know, world
was infused with...
It was tough. You get supplies across the border.
Are you guys ready for this? We're going to roll the dice.
Let's do it.
I was just kidding about being a Nazi.
All right. So we have Matt. Okay. You're the first image I see down below. So you're gonna roll first. Great. And here is the roll.
12.
It wasn't
even 7.
I don't see it.
7.
7.
Greatest name in history.
Nick, you are next.
Five.
Jack.
Okay.
Four.
Fuck that bullshit. I'm picking Oreo.
Five.
Chris and I.
So, all right. So, Matt, you go first. This is going to determine who's going to go second. Be there to my Nick or myself. Nick. Seven. Me. Four. All right. So, it was Matt, Nick, me, Jack.
I go last.
You go first.
Ah, oh, fuck.
What's
so
your
hard.
Cookie?
This is so fucking hard.
Oh, Fig Newton.
Like, you don't know. Like, I mean, my grandmother baked cookies for me. I was her cookie tester. I named every single cat I had as a child after a cookie. Yes, I had a cat named Oreo, and I had a cat named Double Stuff. It's all true.
Okay? Was the Double Stuff cat fat?
No, it had more white markings than black. The Oreo one had more black than white. I mean, it seems pretty simple.
I had a girlfriend I called the same thing.
So I don't even know how to recover from that. I'm still.
I thought being a Nazi was bad.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, God, I'm choking.
So,
and you wonder why you're not the favorite.
I want to be not known and
hated. Okay. Somebody's laughing at that right now.
There's also someone crafting an email of fucking hate right now.
But they'll get a picture. Look at a drawing.
If you send your hate mail for Nick, Matt will create you a picture of a cookie-themed girlfriend.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It also happens.
Just to be clear, that the last comment was by Nick.
Hey, you guys went there. I was just saying I called her double stuff. That
we did not go there.
We didn't even come close to that.
We were right here. You were over there.
I prefer the golden ones, but okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Anyway, all right.
Let's land the plane. Okay, what was your cookie?
Oh, this is really, really tough. Recently, snickerdoodles has become like my favorite. Like my mother-in-law makes these amazing snickerdoodles. I can't go for snickerdoodles. It's just, it's like nobody's going to be like, what? They're going to be like, snicker fucking what?
It is a Southern thing.
No, the snickerdoodles up here. You get Pepperidge Farm. They're pretty darn good.
Oh, they're so good.
Is that your final answer?
No. Because I got to go classic. I mean, this is the first cookie I was ever introduced.
Well, it's a lot of pressure because you're first.
I know.
You can't pick Oreo because of Chris Communist rules.
People are going to be like, no, that's lame. You know, there's a bunch of Girl Scout cookies, too. Those are on the table, right? Oh, fuck. Okay, no. I got to go with shit.
My sick cookie is my favorite. Some seltzer water.
I know it's lame, guys, but I got to go
Sunkist, with some Diet Sunkist.
I got to go with chocolate chip.
Oh. Chocolate chip, though.
Wait, it's regular? Like, is there a company?
Like a chocolate chip cookie?
Chocolate chip cookie. You gotta be like, are you going with Chips Ahoy? Like hard?
Are like the shitty ones you get in a package of three?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking like homemade chocolate chip.
Pick a fucking cookie.
No, I'm not picking a brand.
I think it has to be store brand.
You have to pick a specific cookie.
He never said store brand.
You can't say, oh, I would like to have this type of cookie, which there are.
That's my favorite.
But no, we have to differentiate here because this is a debate that is specific to a specific cookie. Because you could sit there, because you could say chocolate chip cookie, and you could be like, oh, no, I meant soft batch. You know, like, no, I didn't mean those shitty ones you get in a package. No, I'm going to win. You can't do that. You have to be specific to the cookie and brand.
I think since we're eliminating Oreo, it has to be a
brand cookie.
Fuck that bullshit. We never discussed
that. You wouldn't say, I prefer to have a chocolate cookie with a vanilla cream filling inside.
I would say Oreo.
Because if you said Hydrox, you'd be a fucking idiot. So you're going to say, you know, Hydrox a goddamn first. Cookie. Yeah, they sucked.
Homemade chocolate chip cookies. Your grandmother, your mom.
My grandma's cookies are shit.
Okay, your wife.
My wife doesn't cook.
I'm sorry.
At all.
Sorry.
Because if I was going to pick a homemade cookie, I'd go sugar cookie.
Yeah, but what kind of icing though?
It's like a sugar cake. They're the greatest thing in the world.
All right, Matt, you got 10 seconds to choose a specific brand of chocolate chip cookie.
I cannot choose a specific brand of chocolate chip cookies because you know what? I hate store brand. No, I hate store brand. Okay? Like, if I have to pick a store brand cookie.
Yes, you do. That's what we're trying to do.
Shit. Okay, then I'm going to go with what I just recently ate. I almost annihilated a whole box.
Okay.
It's the Girl Scout Samoas.
Okay. Girl Scout, well, hold on a second.
You sold out that easy on chocolate chip?
I don't like store-bought.
Very clever plan by Chris of saying, like, I want chocolate chip. I'm just going to fucking derail this shit right now.
I will kill him until he's
store-bought chocolate chip.
You are a sellout.
He caved. He caved.
You are a sellout. You are a flawed man.
If any of you pick store-bought chocolate chip, I will make the same case that it is lame-ass weak shit. It's weak tea. Homemade chocolate chip cookies where it's at. If I got to go with store brand, it's the Samoas, which I just totally ate a whole box of Samoa Girl Scout cookies. I don't like the Girl Scout thing.
I will tell you, Matt, Samoas. That is a valid choice.
Thank you.
Chris is totally picking chocolate chip.
I might.
Screw you and your store-brought chocolate chip.
Hey, Nick. Who do you choose?
Chocolate chip.
No.
I'm going to pick the cookie that I always liked as a kid, which was Keebler's Fudge Stripes.
Oh, Fudge Shop.
Yeah, Fudge Shop.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, solid choice.
Keebler's. I'm writing these down.
Fudge Shop. That's Shoppe.
Talk about the wafer that's covered in.
It's a cookie that's got fudge on the bottom and then some stripes on the top. Yeah.
Is it shaped like a ring?
Like a donut. Yeah, ring.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Samoa.
You said pop those in your finger. Go, yep.
Okay. Sure.
Nick, that is the cookie that my parents bought the most when I was a kid. That is a great cookie.
Great cookie. Yeah.
Not as good, my friend. Not as good.
That's chocolate chip.
No, I'm actually not going to go chocolate chip, but I think the layup for you, Matt, if you said soft batch, you would have won. You would have won. So, Jack, you have the opportunity to pick that up. I'm not going to go with chocolate chip. I'm going to steer a different direction. I'm going to go to the brother cookie of the Fudge Shop. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, one of the best cookies you could ever eat. And that is Keebler's EL Fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Keebler's EL Fudge?
Yeah,
the EL Fudge. EL Fudge is one of the best goddamn cookies you can ever have. That lemony, like, cookie out, you know, the type, you know what I'm talking about, I can't even describe it, but it's a cookie that has, like, chocolate fudge on the inside. The cookies were shaped like the elves. They're a little bit longer.
It was
they're
like you
filled
were
with chocolate fudge.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
My God. They are so good, and I actually think I'm going to put those on my shopping list for next week. I don't buy cookies anymore, but because I don't want my kid eating cookies, to be honest with you. I don't know. Those cookies are probably some of the best. And I was in college, I used to crush those cookies. I would always have them. And I remember that, my buddy's wedding. And, I was up in California, actually, at one of the vineyards up north of San Diego. And in like the ready room before the wedding started, he like got food for everybody. And there, you know, there was people who had like hot dogs and people who had, lobsters, like he got all this stuff in like the right room just for the wedding party, and with my name on it, it was a fucking box of EL Fudge, and it was the best shit ever. Like it was like the best gift I could ever have gotten as a groomsman. So thanks, Jeff, appreciate that. EL Fudge for the win.
I think what you're doing though is you're totally setting up Jack for a W here, and because you're splitting the cookie fudge vote between the two.
Are you saying Matt doesn't have a chance?
I'm just saying that I don't want Jack to get a win because Jack never wins, and I don't want to hear it.
I've won a few times.
Uh-huh. But Nick, I will confidently say that in the head-to-head debate between EL Fudge and Fudge Shop, the EL Fudge is far superior. I still do love the Fudge Shop cookie.
Yeah. I had to give those up. I eat them every now and then because if you eat four of those, just four Fudge Shop cookies is like the equivalent.
You go into ketoacidosis.
Because it's insane how much sugar is in four of those fucking cookies. It's like, what is this shit?
That's why I hate going last, because there's too much pressure. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, if I'm going to go Girl Scout cookie, I go the Thin Mints.
Okay.
Because it blows away the Samoan cookie. Everyone
you're full of shit.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the Thin Mints. I mean, they're
overplayed.
Go ahead. My choice was going to be the Mother's Circus Animal cookies, the ones that are pink and blue. I mean, pink and white. Yeah. They have the sprinkles all over them. Mm-hmm. But then how can I not pick Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Which has been around since.
Now, you going with hard or soft?
They won the war. I mean, it just.
You going with the blue box or the red box?
I was going to go the blue box because that's the – well, it's not a box.
Yeah.
I thought for sure someone would take Chips Ahoy. I thought that's the direction Matt was going.
Yeah.
And then I thought if you're going to pick a Girl Scout cookie, you have to go Thin Mint because that's the most popular
– And this isn't a
– Girl Scout cookies.
You just talk about your own shit.
Well, I'm just telling you, your cookie sucks.
No. Hey, you know what? You know the store bought, you know, chocolate chips, but go ahead. Pick your fucking Chips Ahoy.
I'm going to – we can't have a cookie debate. I got the hiccups. Can't have a cookie debate without Chips Ahoy.
Yes, we can, and the vote is going to prove it, Jack. That's a shitty pick.
You mean Chips Ahoy? So you're telling me I should go?
It is America's cookie.
Should I go for the win and pick Thin Mints? Because that would win.
You would. Yes. I mean, no. You
Thin Mints would win.
I don't know.
You think that Thin Mints would win over Samoas?
Yes.
We really have two verses here.
There are two verses. We should break this up.
Yeah. Right now we have two similar fudge cookies versus each other and two Girl Scout cookies.
I haven't chosen Girl Scout cookies.
You know.
I'm going Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie.
All right.
Okay.
The good old fashioned America chocolate chip cookie.
When I think of Americana, I think of Bet You Bite a Chip.
You dip it in milk and it soaks into the chocolate. Oh my God, it's a gift from God.
I think you're going to get a lot of blowback for picking the blue box over the red box.
I don't care. I don't like the soft
ones. Oh, chewy versus the hard ones?
Chewy versus hard ones.
I go with the Viagra one.
I'm with you, Jack, that I usually prefer the hard ones over the soft ones, but I know a lot of people that like the red box.
I get that, but I'm sorry. You got to go with the one that got you there.
I don't know. I pick blue on most things, but this time I'd pick red.
See?
But here's the thing: if you were to pick a chewy chocolate chip cookie and you didn't pick soft batch, you're out of your mind.
You know the problem with soft is it can't beat homemade chocolate chip cookies. It just can't.
Okay,
that's the problem. That's the problem I have with the soft.
Stop being a Matt sympathizer here. I'm not being
a Matt sympathizer.
Just because he's the fucking favorite in the show, you're not going to win votes for sympathizing with a communist.
I'm telling you, because when you have you get the soft batch, you go, oh yeah, they're going to be like homemade. No, they're not even close to. They're just softer. That's why I go with the Chips Ahoy hard batch.
All right, so there we are. There's the final tally. Those are the cookies we've got. Some bullshit from Matt. What was the name?
He had Girl Scout Samoa.
I like those.
I'd go with the peanut butter cookie over the Samoas.
Oh, stop it.
It's the better cookie.
Stop.
Now,
those are just wrong.
The cookie they used to have, the shortbread cookies, where it used to have the sugar on it. It's unhealthy. So they took. Remember, they used to have the shortbreads. Used to have the sugar on the cookie. Remember
the sugar ever being on the shortbread?
Well, in my day, the sugar because we
old, you know,
because we were we
the
were
cookies in the big blue tin that your grandmother hides all of her knitting needles in.
Oh, the it was a
Dansk.
It was a bunch of different cookies. It had like the windmill one that had nuts.
They were literally all the same cookie, just different shapes.
Exactly. it had the windmill cookie. Yeah. Those were great cookies.
All right, so we got,
oh, you know what? I should have picked gingerbread.
Yeah, go ahead. Pick
which,
it, Jack.
Which gingerbread? Huh?
Because
homemade gingerbread cookies.
I still say this whole thing's a sham. Homemade cookies. And it's supposed to be a cookie contest, you know? I'm thinking homemade chocolate chip. That's my favorite. But no, we can't pick homemade, huh?
There's nothing better than homemade chocolate chip cookies if they're done right.
My daughter makes
Pennsylvania Dutch sugar cookies. Have you guys ever had them?
Yes.
Okay. If they're made right, there is not a better cookie.
All right. So here,
a lot of people call them sugar cakes.
Final poll. All right. So enough of the bullshit. So here's the final poll.
Well, we had bullshit with Matt's cookie.
So Matt's picked the Samoas.
Now remember that Samoa cookie is going to cost you $5 a box.
I think he's on to it because of that girl who put the Jason Momoa Samoa. Have you seen that? She like sold a ton of Girl Scout cookies because she put Aquaman on it.
Yes.
So we got Matt with the Jason Momoa Samoas.
You shouldn't be able to call it Jason Samoa Samoa.
Well, she did. She sold tons of boxes.
And everything that they're doing right now, because they're the future of America.
Oh, we're not. Stop. Okay.
Then you got a bunch of EL fudge bullshit.
Don't make your terrible pick a sexist situation.
The Keebler fudge cookie that's called the
play that card.
The Kevin Spacey fudge cookie.
All right.
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey fudge cookie. What do you got?
So Matt's got some most. Nick, you've got Fudge Shop by Keebler. By Keebler. I've chosen the winner, which is EL Fudge, also by Keebler.
Also known as R. Kelly.
R. Kelly fudge cookie.
The R. Kelly cookie.
R. Kelly cookie, yeah. And you chase it down with a Michael Jackson seltzer.
And then lastly, you have
America.
America.
Chips Ahoy cookie. Yeah,
Chips Ahoy, make chips great again. Cookie.
Well, do we have time to bash each other's cookie? Or we have
I think
done
we've
it?
Done that already.
Yeah. We totally put these in the cookie.
I think the debate's over at this point. I think we've...
Well, those are the four cookies that you have to choose from. I'll put these up a week. I'll put them up the Monday before the podcast is released to get it started.
All right.
How's that? Just remind me because I'll probably forget.
I'm going to start Instagramming, but yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But I will put the Michael Jackson R. Kelly fudge
cookies. You just be dropping subtle hints of pictures of cookies in the Instagram feed.
Chips Ahoy!
Support the women of our future. You should always think about Girl Scout cookies.
I'm just saying that
it's pictures of your grandma with a cookie tray hanging out. Like she should have won.
My grandmother's cookies should have won, but you know.
Well, you know, we should have gone with just Girl Scout cookies. Bucks,
you know? Like,
but that would have probably.
Oh, just Girl Scout cookies.
No, that's worse than homemade cookies. Girl Scout cookies has like 17 varieties.
And they get the packs are smaller.
They have gotten smaller.
Speaking of Harris Teeter, Cindy and I went to that Harris Teeter by Jay's house, and there were moms outside selling the cookies.
That's bullshit.
There were no Girl Scouts. I went, you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? I go, you mean older women's girl cookies? I mean, what is going on here? There's no kids out here. So I said, no.
I want my kid to have a trophy.
We walked in, and I said, okay, we'll get you on the way out. But we walked out the other way and went the long
way. Oh, yeah, that is classic Girl Scout maneuver. I do that all the time.
That or you fake a phone call on your cell phone.
My daughter is a Girl Scout, too. So, but I still avoid the Girl Scout cookie booths because I'm like, no, you're not going to guilt me in this. Like, it's kind of fun, though, because, you know, if they do ask, I'm always like, diplomatic immunity. My daughter's a Girl Scout. She served. She served 7 years.
And 7 years in the Girl Scouts.
Cookies. I remember when I was buying cookies for $3 a box.
I remember when they were like $2.50.
Right?
And you got more cookie.
You did. They've really screwed people over on this.
It's a crime. It's a syndicate.
Nothing.
Which is more of a reason to not select those in the poll. So if you want to support a crime syndicate, you can choose the Girl Scout cookies.
Why would you want to eat little elves? You sicko.
Because they're so delicious.
I'm hungry. We don't have any because since I'm on this semi diet. My wife goes
semi diet.
Well, my wife goes. She goes. You want to get these donuts? You want to get these cookies? I go. No. And see, on the thing, we did our crazy thing this week. I lost 4 pounds. She said I cheated. I go, because we didn't buy any cookies. We didn't buy any donuts. We didn't buy any. I said, no cupcakes, no tasty cakes. I said, no. And now I'm craving them because we don't have them. I'm craving everything but a Samoan cookie. Homemade chocolate chip sounds good, though, man.
They are made in Wakanda, so if you want to support what everybody else does in the comic book universe.
Anyway, I think that's all we got.
Aw, man. Come back next week. We'll have some fresh baked cookies for you. Better than that store crap.
Thanks for everyone who listens. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, what's that Instagram account, Matt?
RCADcast? Yes,
correct. Way to be
Well, I just had to
RCAD
cast.
RCAD cast Instagram account. We'll follow. If you follow us, we'll follow you. Also, we have a Twitter account, RCAD cast. It's just at RCAD cast. We'll follow you. And what else do we have, Matt?
We got a Gmail account too that you can send the emails. Send us some feedback, if you will. Or for that really great listener who wants a drawing, let me know. Send me your address.
Orlando, send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email with your name and address. I will get that mailed out as soon as I can. So I am a man of my word. You'll probably get a Lennon stamp. So
what stamp?
John Lennon stamp.
John Lennon.
I think it's lemon.
No.
Lemon. You will not get a lemon stamp. I won't make you lick any lemons. You are in Florida. I'm sure you're surrounded by citrus. You can also just give us a review on iTunes. That always helps us out.
Thanks, Rolando.
Kind of bumps us up a little bit in the feed there.
We're trying to be the number one podcast in the world, and we're not there yet.
Yeah. We have a deadline of June, so
Zach has delusions of grandeur. But
what are we talking about? How hard would we be the number one podcast? Someone has to be the number one podcast, right?
Sure. Yeah, we'll get there, guys.
We'll do it.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, we say we have 1,000 listeners. If I'm sure they all have friends, just tell your friends.
That is also another great way to help out the show, because eventually, Nick's never going to run out of songs, guys. Okay, he did a Beatles song today, which was great. He never got to say like that was a Beatles song from Yellow Submarine, people.
That's true. I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't get to give your shout out.
I just assume that people know that.
Well. For those that don't know the deeper cuts of that Liverpoolian band, you can check that album out on Amazon.com. Actually, it's jandjack.com/Amazon. That's our Amazon affiliate link. You can buy all your Beatles, your Lego sets.
Lincoln Logs.
Your EL fudges.
Or fudge shop.
You know what you can't buy on Amazon? Fucking Girl Scout cookies.
Right. Because it helps.
Scam.
It helps out.
Scam.
It helps out girls.
How does it help them out?
But if you are going to buy them through Matt's daughter.
That would help. Sure.
We're uncovering the scam. You just admitted it.
I'm going to come up with the homemade cookie. They'll bash that one, and I'll come back with a Girl Scout cookie, and I'll look like the – that's why I'm the favorite.
What about people who are homeless? How are they going to get their fucking homemade cookies? You're literally singling these people out.
Easy Bake Oven. They just need a light bulb.
Seen that picture of Cookie Monster like in a stall with a lighter trying to like bake a cookie. Anyway,
yeah, he wasn't baking cookies though. I'll tell you that much.
I'll definitely post that on Instagram. All right, so those are the ways that you can help us out. Shop our Amazon affiliate link. Every little bit helps us out. But you know what helps out Girl Scouts? Buying Girl Scout cookies like Samosa.
Or Polar Seltzer from jandjack.com/Amazon.
There you go.
Or become a patron.
Oh, that is another way.
Go to jandjack.com. Just click on the button because it says become a patron. We have hundreds of patrons. We thank them all, but at this time we're going to thank 6 patrons. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rittner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificence, Joanne with a Plan, The Drake, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone what they do. And that's all we got. We're out of here, and stay tuned for the extra bonus the After Dark. You know, I'm still shocked that we didn't get any feedback on the
extension.
The extension from the
we get wild.
Robert Irsay. Not Robert Irsay.
Kraft.
the other bad owner.
Oh yeah, I'm going to expand a little bit on the Kraft conversation for just 2 minutes this time.
Well, nobody cared. So go ahead.
Well, no, I think other people will care.
All right, that's all we got
to say.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See you next Tuesday.
Great show, guys. 1 in a million.
Oh, man. It was a great cookie, guys.
It crumbled.
Watch how the cookie crumbles.
It wasn't from the Girl Scouts.
All right, guys. They have 17 select styles of Girl Scout cookies now?
Yeah. They have s'mores now.
Oh, of course they are. They're cheating. They're literally stealing recipes from everybody else. Oh,
s'mores isn't a cookie, though. That's a graham cracker.
All right. You're all clear, cookie. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
All right. Bye.